This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It is Nan Cohen Total Talk, and she's totally busy right now. So Summer Obernauer, Obernauer Insurance, we begin. So the wind was whipping around today, this morning at about 2 a.m., and the canvas that is on my front porch was flapping back and forth. So I started thinking, I knew you were going to be here today. Wind damage, does that fall under homeowners? How does that work, sir?
I thought we were going to talk about Notre Dame football. You know,
was, big upset yesterday.
Yeah, that's covered.
Really? Is it all under homeowners?
Yeah, wind damages. Okay. Mine is your deductible.
Yeah.
If it comes from the sky, it's normally covered.
And what's the whole thing about water in the basement again?
So if you have water backup coverage, if water comes in from the ground, so it rushes down your street under your garage door in the basement. If you have water backup, it's covered. If you don't have water backup, it probably will not be covered. But if a pipe breaks or if your sewers back up from the inside, yeah, that would be something that's normally covered.
Oh, that's covered. Yeah. Okay. See, being a homeowner, it's nice to know these things. I used to have somebody a whole lot smarter than me take care of all this stuff, and now I'm flying solo, so I got to pay attention.
What did you do with all your trains when you...
They were sold.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what's ironic. So my son just bought a house, right? Yeah. 24 years of age, beautiful house. Doesn't need one thing done to it. Beautiful corner lot, much smarter than his old man. So I go over to bring him some food, little, you know, house gift. And there he has some of the trains that we did keep behind glass. So those trains will live on. My father's trains will live on through my son. But I do not have a single train anymore. And I miss them. I really do.
You know, more and more people are starting to realize the value of some of the stuff.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that they have.
Right.
And companies have had to design policies, or we have had to go find other sources of insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to get these collectibles. I mean, someone who Marlene works with, you know, at the stadium, he has an extensive baseball card collection. There's cards that are worth hundreds and thousands of dollars. And under normal homeowners policy, they're not covered, but we had to find coverage for them.
Well, we video and categorized all of that stuff because we had some really big collectible regional cars that I was kind of responsible starting with a local train company. Not so local, but they had local ties. And you really got to take a close look at that stuff because if it isn't where it needs to be, you could be out of a whole lot of luck. And if you go to sell that stuff someday, it's one thing. But if you don't have it one day to pass on or to sell, then you basically have just thrown your money away.
Do you have paperwork that, you know, backs up the value of the stuff?
We did. But all that's, they're gone now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And, but the sad thing of it is with any of that collectible stuff, you always kind of get pennies on the dollar. So you really got to stay focused. And it's kind of like stocks. You got to know when to sell them and when to keep them.
Mm-hmm. Is there a certain gauge that your dad used?
Yes, I had O gauge, which is the traditional one that everybody knows and loves. You've got Z gauge, N gauge, HO, and G gauge, which is the garden scale. But I had that traditional O gauge.
Did you collect anything else as a kid?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Listen, I didn't start that until 2000 up until probably 2020 maybe. And I went crazy. Absolutely loved it. And put a lot of time and effort into it. And it really all started because of that train that my son has under glass. That was my father's Santa Fe that he gave me as a kid back in 1960. It was 1947. I saw it after he had just passed, and I just went right into it and went full tilt and got into the aspect of making trains with Eaton Park, Isley's, and all these different names. And it just took on a life of its own. And then obviously I got a divorce, so we ended up eventually selling the trains. And my son Robbie took what he wanted, and other children took what they wanted. But I do not have a single train anymore. And I got to tell you, I miss them. But seeing them at my son's house, it kind of, I don't know, gave me a little bit of closure. So it's a good thing.
My grandkids are in town.
Right.
And, you know, we were talking about what we're going to do today. They want, you almost had a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old on the radio this morning.
That would have been nice.
Yeah. And they wanted to go see the trains. You know, we took last year to the Science Center. I said, well, no, there's a Steeler game. We're not going.
Well, I don't think this, I could be wrong, but I think the Science Center is only open certain times of the year. And I think they're preparing for the upcoming year. But my good friend Patty, who runs that whole thing, they're actually going to have, each year they do a different display of something from the region.
I saw in the paper they're going to add something this year.
Allegheny County Airport.
Airport, that's, yeah, okay, yeah.
All right, yeah. Nan, you ready to take over?
Oh, hi, Nan.
Oh, no, you guys are doing such a good job. Hi, Nan. Hi, Summer. Hi, Rob. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Do you have your technical stuff done?
Nah, you know, you got to love it. You just got to love it.
Well, before we go anywhere, you know, I've been all over this story, and you both of the great Jewish faith, and I have many friends of the Jewish faith. We just want to keep Israel in our prayers because of what's been going on over there. Very sad and scary stuff. We want to keep them all in our prayers.
Unbelievable.
It is.
Yeah, how?
It is. Yeah. I would have never thought something like that could happen. And Benjamin Netanyahu basically came out and said, we're at war. Just a unprovoked, horrific act. And I just hope it comes to an end. And already over 300 Israelis have lost their lives.
I saw, as I was waiting for Nan and Mal must have gone out for breakfast this morning because we were sitting in the parking lot. Marley and I are waiting for him. I was just reading updates, you know, on both sides in 36 hours the loss of life and the injuries have been massive.
Horrific. Sad. Anyway, Nan.
Oh, you want me back?
Oh.
Yeah, I was sad to wake up to yesterday. I was kind of shocked. I didn't really process what I was hearing yesterday. But
yeah,
our thoughts are definitely with Israel. We stand with them 100%. I was asked an interesting question last week.
More interesting than robbing the trains?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But you got to love him because he loves his trains. But actually, I don't understand why everybody feels they need to ask me all these questions. I was doing an actual roll-in to pick up a prescription at the pharmacy, and somebody grabbed me and said, I just got to ask you, Summer is always so prepared for everything in all areas of insurance, right? But what is the one thing when he goes to bed, what is the one thing that he thinks we all make the biggest mistake with when it comes to insurance? And I said, I don't know what crosses his desk. I said, I know he deals with everybody on an individual basis. But if you had a collectively, which I thought was interesting as I'm now standing in line at the pharmacy to pick it up, what is that one thing that you say, I wish I could get people to understand this or make sure they have that? And I thought it was good.
It varies from person to person, but in a good general answer is understand their insurance and what they have covered. Just like how Rob and I were talking, you know, the other, you know, while you were getting ready about the trains, or earlier this week. I mean, I saw two stories on KDKA. I think Megan Schiller, you know, did one about mind subsidence insurance.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you have mind subsidence insurance? What is mind? You know, half the people, three quarters of people have no idea what is. Another story, again, I don't know if she did, was somebody got hit by an Uber driver. or maybe it was a DoorDash driver, or maybe it was Uber Eats. And different companies cover different things. Just because you might have coverage to drive an Uber and haul passengers doesn't mean that you have coverage to deliver food. And KDKA did two stories, you know, about this that really got my phone to ring the following day.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, because more and more people are doing it, without a doubt.
Yeah.
But it's so interesting, as you always say, it depends on, you know, everybody's individual needs.
Yeah.
But as a whole, I mean, doing nothing and thinking about what you don't have, or being, as I always say, reactive instead of proactive, that has to come to mind with you.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking mind subsidence. Who thinks about it until it happens, right?
But think about how much of Western Pennsylvania, you know, Butler, Beaver, Washington, you know, Fayette counties are all strip mined.
All of them.
And they just went and built housing developments on top of these, and something happens, and it just doesn't happen to one. It happens to a whole row of houses.
Summer Obenauer.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, your website, it's on the spot for sure. He'll be right back after the commercial break, but you should always check out his website at obenauerinsuranceagency.com, O-B-E-R-N-A-U-E-R, insuranceagency.com. We'll be right back, right, Rob?
Right back after this. All right, back with Summer Obenauer, Obenauer Insurance. So Marlene's going to be here in a little bit. Dorothy's Candies, and yeah, the holidays, Halloween, all of that good stuff fast approaching. But it's Obenauer Insurance. It's Summer and Nan with Nan Cohen Total Talk on KDKA.
So I'm still back to you.
Wait, Rob asked me about pastrami.
I know. Well, I did. Yeah, I
mean. He's like, he went from the wind blowing on his awning.
Yeah, no, I said, well, listen, somebody's got to talk here when you're on the other side of the room. But I said, have you ever been to Squirrel Hill Market? And I just said, I asked,
do you mean the farmer's market on Sunday morning?
No, Squirrel Hill Market. I want to go get that pastrami sandwich. I don't know.
Where'd you get the picture of it?
Right here.
Yeah, I had one.
Are they pretty good? I want that pickle, too.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Well, just something to think about. Yeah. Next time you come,
okay, yeah.
Pastrami sandwich.
Yes, okay.
Now, I'm going to bring it in from 4th Street in Philly. Okay. That's
the one in Philly.
Yeah,
Mel told me about that
one. That's the
one
you
good.
Want, baby. Yeah. That's all about pastrami, whatever you want. Pittsburgh just can't seem to cut it just quite right for some reason.
The bread is wrong.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know what I love about Summer? There's no filter. And he tells it the way it is, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. So, you know, as the conversation continued back at the pharmacy, I did have to remind somebody that was standing there all the different pieces of insurance that you do cover. And I said, it's pretty simple. It's everything except medical.
Right.
But it'll help you. He'll guide you in the right direction to get that. But they don't understand, from pet to business to, you know, all these things that you do. This is so normal for you. But
We've always talked about, you know, tailoring insurance to Nan Cohen, to Rob Pratt, to Marlene, you know, whatever.
Oh, but he's worried about his awning.
That's important. So that's important to him. So let's get that insurance, you know, for him. But there are a lot of add-ons that people can have for insurance based upon their needs. You run a business in your home. You run a daycare, you know, in your home. You watch kids, you know, afterwards. You have a pool. You have spent money on lawn and garden work. You have part of your home that you rent out, like an Airbnb. We talked briefly before the break. You drive for Uber or you drive for Uber Eats. A lot of these things that people do, you know, in 2023 lingo, you know, it's a side hustle, you know, to make some extra money.
Right.
And they don't understand, going back to your question, the risk that could come up if something goes wrong. And it's so simple to protect. It's so inexpensive to protect. But people just assume, oh, it's covered.
Well, that's funny you bring that up, because there's so many people. I know of somebody that every time they leave for their job, they have people staying in their house. So they didn't want to do the Airbnb thing, right? Because they just don't want to take the time to do it the way it's supposed to be.
Okay.
So puts it out in the community, hey, I'll be gone here, such and such, use my house. And I, you have to wonder how much liability comes with that, in the fact that, you know, you're constantly, is that the right thing to do? Is it not? I mean, when you're running with Airbnb, you would think you'd want to have some kind of coverage for if guests do something in a piece of property versus Marlene and I coming in to have a wild, crazy party. It, you know, you're gone, we're out, and let's do it.
I mean, if that happened, there would just be chocolate stains everywhere. Yeah, I mean, that would be the telltale. Yeah, that'd be about it. But no, I mean, damages, you know, for people, you know, using your home. That's something that if that's what you choose to do, we can cover that.
But you should be covered for it. You know, it's the fact that you think you can get away with it driving your car for Uber Eats and you're not covered for it and you just crunch somebody, it's a problem because you guys, the insurance company, they're going to get you.
On the way to the studio this morning, it's head of the Ohio weekend. So there's a bunch of sculls, a bunch of crew boats going up and down the river, for time. And I saw a bunch of people in Steeler paraphernalia driving down the river, causing a wake. And I'm just thinking about the liability of here these boat owners have. They're going to the Steeler game, and do you have enough liability,
for sure,
on your boat policy, on your personal policy for the injuries that you could do not even thinking about it?
Well, I do think that this is the time of year where everybody should say to themselves, we're, sliding into fall, what am I covered for? What do I need to do? Where am I? And you always say, it's just not, don't assume it was the same as last year. I mean, think about it. Think of the things that you've increased in your personal property. Think about the things that you drive differently. How many people have gone electric with their car? Yeah. There's a lot of things that Summer, your agent, they don't know, but they need to be brought up to date because, as you always say, it's always moving in your industry.
Okay. So things you don't know in the last year. Now, all of a sudden, rebuilt auto titles have become a problem in the insurance world. So you were in an accident, and due to the parts shortage, due to the inability to repair your car, the insurance company says, we're going to total your car, Rob. Now, all that was the matter with your car was somebody ran into it, and it was the right side passenger door and the right quarter panel. I mean, there's nothing mechanically wrong with your car, but they couldn't get the parts to fix it. So that car is now salvaged. So it goes to a salvage yard, and somebody says, oh, heck, I can do this. I can fix this. Oh. Or I'll wait until the parts come in. The car runs fine. It's 2020. So they go ahead and do it. Then they try to go get insurance for it. And the insurance company says, oh, this is a rebuilt car? No, I'm sorry. We're not going to insure this. Or best, we'll insure this for liability only. And so here, you're stuck with this car in Pennsylvania, and nobody wants to insure it. So again, in the last year, that has been something that has happened to countless people that I don't have an answer for them, and neither does anybody else.
Yeah, because they are dead. It's like whack-a-mole with those vehicles.
Yeah.
They're good, and they're like, can't get the parts. Whack, I've had – it's unbelievable. Oh, well, he's giving me the two-minute mark.
Yeah.
2 minutes is what he said.
He's
peacing out over there.
Yeah.
Almost. It's, again, things that you didn't have to deal with before in the industry. Now
you have to deal with it is stuff that has gone on recently.
I got to bring up your book. I got to bring it up, Marlene. Standing
I
there,
need to get
me.
You a better copy of that.
This is my travel and go. I don't give this to anybody because every time you give them to me, they always go. But this one I hold in my.
It looks like you and Mel must have worked on that one.
Yeah, lots. Yeah. But I just have to tell you, it's the book. It's what you need to have. Yeah. And thanks to Summer. Again, what do you charge for that book?
Nothing.
Give him a call at the office. Send him an email. He'll be happy to get it out to you. I mean, I know you.
Why don't you tell people what's inside the book?
Well, I was going to let you do that.
Oh.
It's your book.
Okay. So before you go is a book to help you with some planning about your final wishes. What you want to be. How you want to be remembered, who you want to be remembered by, even as far as what picture you want, if you want one in the obituary, or if you have animals, what you want to do with your pets, or social media accounts that you want closed. So it goes into just little itty bitty details that most people do not think about.
The book came about because you had a compilation of what you were seeing with people would come in.
My father told me I could have this, and it's not that way. And and there were ex-spouses involved, and there were some messy situations that were very uncomfortable.
That compilation, once we looked at what you were really seeing and hearing from families, is what led him to produce the book. But I'll tell you, If you think that this book is doesn't make you think, I mean, he really got down to thinking of everything that compiled and questions that were asked and thoughts that went through your mind. And this book will get you to think. If you think you've covered it, read the book. Mm-hmm. Write in the book. Use the book. It will make you it'll make you think, and it'll give you a peace of mind when you're done with it. So you can always get a copy of the book, which is in, it's another run of the book. You can always find Summer Obenauer at 412-489-6443. That's 412-489-6443. Or again, you can email him right at the website, obenauerinsuranceagency.com. And you're going to bring Cindy back with you, right?
I'm going to bring Cindy back. Can I just ask Rob one important question?
Go right ahead.
Okay. 2 and a 4-year-old. We have to babysit this afternoon. Mm-hmm. Kids are going to the game. Flower show or the zoo?
Zoo.
Okay.
There you zoo.
Go. Listen, that needed to be settled.
Well, yeah. Being your background in that great business of the flower industry, who knows? It may have worked. It's
well,
in the genes.
The trains were at the flower show, so
I say pumpkin patch.
Yeah, Janoski's.
Pumpkin
that's
patch.
That's where you should go. Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Clinton, that's where you should go.
There you have it.
Tell them I sent you.
Thank you. Okay.
We got to go to a break.
Let's do that thing.
We'll be back. You know, when you think about our society today, the only thing that has not been taken over by some conglomerate are great stores like Dorothy's. Because people, it's a tradition, and nobody can duplicate what that family has been doing for over 70 years. That's impressive stuff. Nan?
75 years. That's a long time.
Now, you said 76. So how many years is it, Marla?
We're into
76.
We're into 76 years now. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty impressive.
Isn't it? It's just amazing to say that number and be 75.
Well, that's because Robert, Marlene, they care about it and they promote it and
we
they
do.
Use the recipes and people just know it. They want it.
You and I, Rob, get lost in all this stuff. You know what it comes to be?
What's that?
You don't change anything.
You're right.
You can't compromise.
Right.
You can't change the quality. You got to.
No. That's
you know,
what people
just,
love. It's
right.
What we've been producing.
All the time.
Right.
And that's what makes it so right. So with that being said, I've got. Can we tell them a little bit? I said there was going to be some surprises. So.
Yeah, you're very excited. You're very into this.
You know, when you hear from people and you feel the pulse of their heart when they talk to you about Dorothy's candies. And it's about the memories. It's about grandma. It's about great grandma when they went there and they remember what Christmas meant to them and they remember what Thanksgiving meant. Easter. I mean, I can go through. And now it's even to, you know, something as simple as the Barbie bark.
That's
you know,
right.
It just, it's creating those memories. Well, interestingly enough, we came up with an idea for the 75th anniversary. And we kept it going for a year, and mm-hmm. people loved it. We pulled from Willy Wonka, the Golden Ticket, and we made people smile. They right. came in, Bob Gestell, the owner of Dorothy's, made you know the candy bar at such a price point because, you know, hey, everything's gone up. Nothing's free anymore. You know, from his heart, he wanted to do it. But he gave them the opportunity to win something.
Right.
And we saw their faces. We saw them buy it. They were sending them across the country, right? They were going to Cali. It was unbelievable. They were receiving them in Cali. And we had the videos of them opening them up. And the prizes were fantastic.
Yes, sir.
I mean, he was giving away free chocolate for a month, for a year to the grand prize winners. So people came in and they just couldn't believe it. Have to end. Can't you keep the going? You love work. I love opening the candy bars and seeing. So I was talking with Bob Gestell, the owner, and he said, you know what? Let's do it. If this went so much to so many last holiday season,
right.
we're going to do it again. So guess what? We're doing it again.
That's right.
And we're going to start it.
People are going to be excited
yep,
about that.
At the
right?
end of the month. And we're just, it's just a very limited time.
Yeah.
Just through the end of the year, just to give you back that recreation because it meant so much to so many. So the anniversary bars are going to make a return for this holiday season. And I couldn't be happier to
and
make
this. And
that's
a perfect time because it's giving gifts to everybody.
It is. And, mm-hmm. you know, they were getting gift cards and they were getting percentages off their purchase.
Right.
And that is who he is, and he said, let's let them smile again and let them be happy again. And that's what we're doing. And I couldn't be happier.
He's
to be
all about the customers.
Yeah, to be associated
really
with businesses like this. And this is small business. You know, expenses go up. Things right. change. And he's still holding it true to today. So there you have it. That's going to be happening end of the month. And that's going to run us right through the end of the year. So, hey, those that won know it was the real deal. Mm-hmm. And for those that want another chance, we're giving it
they
to you.
They can do it, right.
Right. And we were talking about, Mara and I do shows around town, and you know, we're always talking about the product line, and we've come up with so many different pieces to it that have been enhancements, and the gourmet bark line, and you know, the things that change throughout the year. You got to work sometimes with what you have,
mm-hmm.
and your pretzels are incredible, and everybody... We can tell by the volume. I mean, when we say those pretzels are drenched, we mean those pretzels are drenched in their chocolate.
They are.
And there's Swiss, there's dark. We've had shows where we could name every type of pretzel and what you do to it throughout. Well, they came up with the gourmet line over the summer, and these are outstanding. They're encrusted with pretzels. The pretzels are encrusted with M&Ms and toffee and some more things that are coming
right,
out.
Right.
And we
sea
can't
salt.
Keep. We, yeah, I mean.
Yeah,
and
they're delicious.
They're revealing them all this mm-hmm. month at the store. And I just think it's time. It's the evolution of Dorothy's. It's growing. It's expanding. The customers, they're more into what they want, along with their old-time favorites. But here... we have to say to them, hey, we're doing it, and it's all for you. And that's what makes that heartbeat, that pulse of that store always go.
Oh, it's wonderful to be there. Come in and pick up what you want, what you have a taste for. Come in and get a sample.
Yeah, I mean, we spoke of something so simple as Swedish fish.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, oh, my God, dipped in Dorothy's chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't explain that to somebody
it's
until
delicious.
until they try it.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, they thought I was carrying bags of fish around with me. I will if you want them. But, you know, the summer months get a little hot to keep that in the car. But I'm going to tell you, a Swedish fish never. The pure Swiss chocolate that you make there,
yeah.
over that, drenched.
Yeah, it's popular.
I can't even go there.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching. They were making some just simplistic pieces, the coconut clusters and the cherries. I mean, looking at the busy bees back there doing their thing mm-hmm. is just...
And the popular peanut butter chocolate.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
We've
now called it the protein bar.
That's right.
Yeah. They said, oh, I never thought about that, Nan, because their girls are running. You know, the gentlemen, they're running at the store all the time.
There's so many good pieces of chocolate there in many different flavors. It's wonderful. You know, there's a lot there. And then we continue to introduce newer ways. You
right.
know.
It's the same. It's the same basis.
It's the same chocolate.
Of the products that have always been. But people's, you know, tastes yeah. have changed. Marlene, you and I, or it was Kathy and I, went over and we did a couple of meetings last week. And somebody said, you know, I've never really tried your dark pretzel. I really like dark chocolate. No problem. Peanut butter, we have them.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
The Dipsy Double with the caramel in it.
Right.
People didn't have no idea right. that's even there.
Oh, yeah. The two pretzels are dipped in the caramel and then they're just... sunken into our premium chocolate, and we have some sprinkles on top of that. It's wonderful. Very popular, those are. They're also good for fundraisers.
It's interesting. We mm-hmm. we were down in the store the other day, and I said, well, Mar, it's not officially fall until somebody comes and asks for a turkey leg. And that customer beat me to it. She came asking for the Horn of Plenty.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, don't you want a turkey leg? And I yeah. said, well, here we go, fall. We're sliding right on into it.
Oh, people know. They know our makeup there, you know, and when we're going to start having the things. And they call right away because they want to get their orders in for it. It's great. We have great customers.
Yeah, I don't know what it does. We went right from Labor Day, it's the swimming pool,
to
my Horn of Plenty, worried yeah. about it. And she said to me, she said that her family has grown,
mm-hmm.
and so she has them on the dining room table for Thanksgiving. And she said she has accessory tables, she calls them now, for all the grandkids. And
we did that. My mom did that.
The family's been expanding, and
yeah.
she said, I have Horn. I put the Horn of Plenty everywhere, and she said nothing gives her more pleasure as they all say, "Graham, when can we eat them now?" You know, and they all start picking out their chocolates that they like.
That's what the kids look for during the holiday: the presents and the candy.
And the candy, yeah, and the candy for sure.
And they expect it too, and it's wonderful. Like I said, I remember that growing up, we had it all the time.
Yeah, it's just remarkable, and true to it to its being. I mean, the sugar-free line. Yeah. We don't talk about that as often. But that's made right there.
Right.
And people don't understand. This isn't your rebought processed candy. They make
it. Yeah, we're not Amazon in the back room where you just go and pull it off. We take your order and it is made for you. We have a lot going on down there. We're good.
I got cameraman Mel moving all over
the
place.
I know, we're good.
He's moving. He's trying over there. Rob's laughing. He's like, yeah, you should have gone with mine.
We got to get.
I'm thinking about the Swedish fish dipped in chocolate. Oh, what an incredible
divine idea.
Something so simple.
Oh, it's very good. Half of it.
Something so simple. And they're cute. And so, but I'll tell you, the other thing that's really blossomed when you look at Dorothy's is that bark line. Robert mm-hmm. said that his mom just loved that snap of the bark.
And that's what it should have, and that's what ours has.
And he's grown on that. He's very passionate about his barks. And I guess, as we've seen, Pittsburghers are too.
Oh,
they
gracious.
Like what they like in their bark. And we've really opened up the door with the s'mores and the strawberry pretzel. And, you know, there's a sundae bark that's down there, mm-hmm. S-U-N-D-U-E bark. And that's fabulous. But, you know, the kitchen sink bark, you know, he said he looked at that box one day. We were standing in the store and he said, my mom would be so proud. And he teared up and I'm like, that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
So can I give the number to Dorothy's real quick?
Sure. 412-678-2723.
And I always say dorothyscandies.com is always on.
That's right.
We'll be back. It is Nan Cohen Total Talk. And of course, Dorothy's Candies with Marlene in the spotlight.
So I want to tell you that I'm going to be giving away two gift cards. So I want you to get on the Facebook page to two listeners out there. Get on our page and tell me why you like Dorothy's candies for the fall. Marlene and I will go through them and we'll pick two winners out and we'll get you some gift cards. Mara will contact you and that'll happen. So it's go to our Facebook page. Tell me why. What does it mean? What does fall and Dorothy's mean? Because we hear this in the store all the time. And I want to hear those stories. And I'll tell you, the other thing is Bob Gastel really loves to hear those stories. So let's do that for him. The other thing I wanted to bring up, and I don't know if you know, I'm sure Rob's been on cue. We had a lot of people retire. They came up. I mean, Marlene will tell you, the age of some of the employees at Dorothy's, God bless them. They are still trying to come in a couple hours, but we need some people to take up and pick up those hours. So with that being said, we are definitely looking for some new team members. Please give them a call, stop in the store, let them know you heard that we're looking. It's definitely someplace special to work, for sure.
No, they've been there for more than a decade.
Right, and he needs some seasonal workers, some you know, year-round workers. But, you know, what does it say when a company has employees retiring because of the age? And we can say, I mean, they're well into their 70s, and beyond. Yeah, I mean, they just love it that much, and they're struggling with the fact that they can't keep up the same pace. But, we definitely have some openings down at Dorothy. So I wanted to bring that up. The other thing I wanted to bring up is Dorothy's has really been expanding into corporate gifts. And it's important to get them done. Listen, everybody has the employee position. You know, everybody's looking for help. But they just can't take those orders at the last minute. So, you know, besides the fundraising that we do for the schools and other businesses and organizations, the corporate gifts, last year it increased amazingly.
Christmas is huge.
Yeah. And so it's corporate. Just not the fact, oh, I just need 10 of these or I just need 12 of these.
No.
I mean, there's orders that come in for hundreds of pieces.
Right.
And you just want to make sure that touch base, let them know, so that they can see the order coming on the horizon. Because if you wait till the last minute, and we had that problem at Christmas last year. People were just surprised the order time was shut off. You had to take care of what was going out, and you couldn't just take on more stuff. Mm-hmm. So I would stress that. The other thing that we got some messages on is the famous apples.
They are fantastic.
The gourmet apples.
Right. They've been around every year. They're fantastic.
So, yes, the gourmet apples are coming, and they, you know, they're fresh. So it's like with the strawberries and the other seasons. But the apples, the fall apples, are going to be back. And I think he said they might be up this week, end of this week, with the apples.
No, right. I mean, if we get the call for the order, I go and pick out the apples. And
she is the perfect perfectionist to take care of that. But people are amazed at the size of those. But I always feel bad, Mar, when we go into the store and you're standing there and somebody says, oh, can I get one? And it's like, yeah, there was a, they were made this morning. They're gone.
Right.
And
they go
they don't make them continuously out the day. But if you put the orders in for them, they're always waiting. And what's nice is you can pick your, if you want them with nuts, if you want them plain.
Right.
Customized to what you want. Right. Because like I remember that the really sweet lady came in last year and she said, oh, I can't have them with nuts.
Yeah,
and that was all we had left at the counter. Yeah. So I think it's the kind of thing.
Well, we did them and she picked them up the next day.
Right. She did. She was, she's great. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. So we want, we try to get all the information out to you so that we can have that product because we don't like making you come back. We don't like having, oh, you don't have any. And a lot of times, you know, when I talk about the turkey legs, I bring this up all the time because Marlene and I, a year and a half ago, we were just 2 years at Thanksgiving.
Years. I know where
you're
going.
We were shocked with that gentleman with turkey legs.
Yes.
Where are your turkey legs? Oh, they're right here. We thought he's going to grab one, maybe two.
He like took them all.
He cleared the shelf. Yeah. And we were like, oh my gosh, what do you do? You know?
So I guess he gobbled them up, huh?
Well, you know what? He was worried that he wasn't going to get them.
Well.
I understand that. But we were like, well, you were definitely time. But, you know, when an order goes out the door like that, you would just like to know that was a lot of turkey legs. And we'd just have, we'd rather have them made for you and go.
You know, they're so huge, too. I mean, they feed more than one person.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you could sit there and eat it yourself.
Yeah, he was gifting them because he thinks they're the greatest thing.
Oh, they're,
so
they're
he
very
just loves
beautifully
them
wrapped as well.
Yeah.
It's a great presentation.
So the other thing. I got lots of things for you.
Well, that's what it is. We're keeping things new and new ideas for the and the same and old ideas for the customer.
Running it just along. Orders, Marlene, the capability of the shipping department. Just get your order in. You tell them when you want it shipped, and that will happen. But they need to know in advance. And you're shipping coast to coast.
Right.
Pickups are there twice a day. Everything that can be worked out, but just don't wait till the last minute. And don't tell her at 5 o'clock you need that there overnight because that's not going to happen. So we got it all covered. The amazing products, as I said, we're thrilled to announce this new gourmet pretzel line.
Right.
We're super thrilled to tell you about. We're just for this limited window bringing back the 75 anniversary bars. So you'll be seeing that in the store.
We got all the pizzas being made as well.
Everything for fall. And this year we're actually a lot more Steeler stuff. So for all the tailgating and all that, why shouldn't Dorothy's be there? So we pumped that up as well.
People ought to come on down, take a look and see the new things we have going on along with the things that they have loved for years and get some new ideas too.
And I always say, it's dorothyscandies.com's always
right.
on. It's always moving. There's always pulling those orders and just keep in mind, you need to talk to them. Give the store a call. Stop down. See our smiling faces. You'll have the customer appreciation days coming up soon.
That's right.
We'll get you that on the next show.
Right around
information.
Thanksgiving time.
Yep. We'll have that for you. We're just moving and we are definitely grooving. And I'm so happy because I love this time of year because I love hearing from the customers. And I got to record another commercial for you this year. Did you know that?
No, that's
I'm
great.
Working on my one bite and you'll know. I'm working on that. I can't decide which piece of candy I want to eat before that. As I go, maybe it'll be a Swedish fish. What do you think, Rob?
I'll work on it with you.
Oh, he's going to do one with me. We could do it together. We'll be
Why not?
All right. We have to, they say, exit stage left. So if you
We're going.
Thank you so much. Marlene, great to see you.
Good to see you, Rob.
Always good to see you,
we'll
too.
Be back here in a couple of weeks.
That's right.
Yep.
David Balorado. You have to give him some candy because he's done a great job this weekend.
He's always getting candy, whether he's at my house, whether he's in the studio.
We take care of
David
everybody.
Knows he's got a one-way ticket to me to get candy all the time.
All right. Now listen, news next, and then we're back. Baird, Your Money and You, then 2 hours of the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. Dorothy's Candy, 76 year. They're in it right now. Go down and enjoy the holidays with them. They'd love to see you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.